This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For nearly three decades, Sylvia Poggioli has been the linchpin of National Public Radio's reporting presence in Europe. Based in Rome since before she joined NPR in 1982, Poggioli's deep understanding of Italy and the surrounding region, along with her rich rolling contralto, have persuaded many listeners that she must be an Italian national. But it isn't so.
My parents were from Italy, but I was born in the United States, grew up here, went to college here, and pretty much feel I'm an American.
For most of her career, Poggioli was part of a robust core of foreign reporters for U.S. news media. But over the past few years, she observes, that has changed.
Right now in Rome, there's basically a full-time bureau for the New York Times, for National Public Radio, and very few others. A few freelancers or some producers for the networks, but it has really narrowed a lot.
And that NPR Roman bureau? It's not the imposing office you might imagine.
It's me in my attic, in my home.
So it is gratifying, she reports, that NPR is now gaining some significant recognition as an important news organization among Europeans.
I would call up and say, hello, I'm from National Public Radio. They go, what, huh? What is that? But now I think NPR has arrived on the map. I've noticed a big change just in about the last year. I now get a lot of calls. I get a lot of interest. I think Europeans travel more. They've been to the United States much more. They've discovered NPR, and especially its emphasis on foreign news. That's extremely appealing to Europeans.
Of course, Poggioli herself embodies much of that, busily hopping about the continent as the story of the day demands.
Rome's got a great airport. It's easy to get any place very fast. I cover a lot of southern Europe, so Madrid, Athens, or Istanbul. It's very easy to get there from Rome. The rest of Europe, I've been doing more long-term, in-depth series on issues about immigration, about Muslims in Europe, racism.
Those are all part of the reporter's bread and butter, and Sylvia has won numerous prestigious awards for her coverage of the war in the Balkans and other stories. But given a chance, she says, she relishes the occasional change of pace.
The fun stories, I think, are the art stories. Food stories are always great. The lifestyle stories. I've had my share of depressing stories, that's for sure. I covered all the wars in the Balkans for the decade of the 90s, and so anything lighter is fun.
Looking ahead, Poggioli is now entirely serious about developing a new series of reports examining the past, present, and critically, the future of the Catholic Church.
I want to do a series on the state of the Catholic Church in Europe. One of the aspects is that when Benedict was elected, he said he wanted to focus on Europe, which is increasingly secularized and where there's been a huge decline in church attendance. And he wanted to re-evangelize Europe. Of course, now what's coming out of Europe is these massive sex scandals. And there's a growing debate in Germany, in other Catholic countries, saying, can this church continue with these structures, with this ancient and very rigid system that has prevailed all top down? There's more and more demand that the lay people have more of a say and that bishops have more power. So I think this is going to be a very interesting debate on the future of the Catholic Church.
Sylvia Poggioli visited KRCB yesterday as part of a three-week tour of local stations across the country. Despite living in Rome for nearly 40 years, she says she still comes back home to the United States once or twice a year and even remains a registered voter in Massachusetts. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.